thank you, Chris. I mean, it always worries me that every time I'm introduced, the first thing people say is, don't abuse him, whatever you think about him. It really makes me feel welcome, you know? The first thing I'd like to say is I've been very close to this from the beginning when I found out how big the hole was and how bad the mismanagement was, and I'm hoping I'll be there when James signs and takes the club over later this week. And during that time, there's one thing that's absolutely unequivocal, and that's without everybody here, Chris and Lee and the Green Taverners, this club wouldn't be alive. There were times when I didn't think it was possible. These guys said it was. So you all owe a great debt to them, as well as our supporters, because without you, this club would have died months ago. Yeah. So yeah. I appreciate it. Where we're at the moment is we are, hopefully on Tuesday we'll get the green light from the council. If we get the green light from the council, all the key historic creditors are sorted out and the arrangement with the stadium will have been sorted. The only thing then standing in the way of getting this club out of administration, the league share back, is to get the football creditor debt sorted out, which is the ex-players, the current players, the staff and the ex-staff. We won't have any problem, in my opinion, with the current staff. We won't have any problem, in my opinion, with the current players. We are having some interesting debates with some of the ex-players or ex-members of staff. I've got further talks at 11 o'clock in the morning with individuals. I do not believe any of those people will put this club and its future at risk. However tough they think they're going to negotiate, I have no doubt that as long as we get through Tuesday with the council, we will get this thing over the line and we can then all stand back and look back at what's been a terrible period within our club's history. But actually, what we will look back with a sense of pride is the club has been given back to its own community, i.e. the supporters, because they're the people who carried us through mismanagement of the past. And I think we will celebrate for all sorts of reasons, but I think it will be a new beginning, a new attitude and a new involvement. So we're very close. I was disturbed by some of the things that happened yesterday, not from the response from the Trust, but from the fact that the press release was put out in the first place. Now is not the time for the sort of press release that originally went out. Sadly, nobody thought to copy me on the one this morning, but that's frankly something I've been used to over the last few months. I'm not now going to start saying don't do this, don't do that. All I can say is if we all stick to getting this thing over the line, we work together to get it over the line, we don't get sidetracked by press releases that come out that we have to respond to, we just focus on getting it over the line, I believe that will be done in the next few days, and I think that then we can all have pride in what we've achieved. And, look at the support here. Last time we were here on Good Friday, I think we almost had as many as the home team in terms of the crowd. We were a few weeks ago, the last home game, where we had a crowd at Crawley of 3-2, and there was something like 900 from Argyle. This club can't die because of you. And I just feel very proud and privileged to be allowed by you to have worked with the staff and the players to get the club, on a collective basis this far, so that it really has got a fantastic future. So let's concentrate working together, which we have done. I think it's been a tremendous relationship with Chris, the Green Taverners, and all our supporters and all the constituents of the council. That bit of it's been the most enjoyable bit. Managing, I've got to be careful because the press are here, but managing perhaps a relationship a few hundred miles up the road has been more complicated. But that should be behind us this week. So let's just work to get it over the line. Let's then look to a celebration, hopefully next week against Swindon. And then the hard work starts. That's the time to get this club back to where it was a couple of years ago. Step by step, it's not going to happen overnight, but this club needs to get back to where it was before people started spending money we hadn't got.
Peter, have you got any power to stop any player sales before James Brent takes over? And can you categorically say that no player sales or loans with advance fees will take place before James Brent takes over?
Well, the technical answer is I haven't, because obviously the administrator is in charge of the club. I would be extremely disappointed if any players went between now and the deal taking place. I've made it absolutely clear I think it would be inappropriate. James Evans and I are at one on this. It suppose technically needs us to do the administration work to get it done if we have to try and sell a player. But the administrator is currently in charge. I would do everything I can. It's not in my control. But let's just make it also clear that the only players that could potentially go now would be players who are under 17 because there's a transfer window. And the only player that people have talked about is currently under 17 but won't be within a few days. I'm just hoping that sense has prevailed, that everybody understands that if there's one issue that's outstanding, I did say this to both sides yesterday, to the administrator and to James, there's one issue outstanding which is the size of the fees. Let's park that. We know what the dispute's about. Let's get everything ready to sign. Let's get everybody in a dark room. Let's all agree we're not going to come out until it's sorted, because we all know it will be. And let's get out without denuding the club of players that we want to look going forward, and without doing anything stupid in the meantime. Now, that's what I said to James. He accepted that. That's what I said to the administrators. I think they've accepted that. But technically, if I was instructed, I wouldn't necessarily do it, but if they wanted to, they could, because they're currently in charge. I am sincerely hoping that doesn't happen, and I certainly don't want it to happen.